Both of them had motors on the back, which made them go over the permitted 15.5 miles per hour. And that neither of them had a chain on as well, which obviously meant that the pedals were redundant. So they were basically, in essence, motorbikes, which means that they have to have MOT, driving license, and insurance to be able to use them on the road. And being as the drivers couldn't provide any of those, the bikes were seized and they were sent off for destruction. A lot of people will say that it's the manner of driving as well that causes them some concern. It's the way they will go up on the pavement around red traffic lights, or they go along pedestrian areas. And of course, with them being electric, they're so silent, it's easy for anybody to step out in front of them without realizing they're behind you. So it's the fact that they're quite dangerous.